Stepping onto the Hampden Park pitch is the end of a long and emotional wait for Ukraine's players. On Wednesday, they'll play their first competitive match since the Russian invasion of their country. Win that game against Scotland, and they'll be on the brink of qualification for the World Cup finals in Qatar.
Every Ukrainian has one dream: to stop this war. When it comes to football, the Ukrainian team also has a dream: to go to the World Cup. We want to give these incredible emotions to the Ukrainians because they are deserving it so much in this moment.
Ukraine's bid to reach Qatar is being captured by a documentary team who had to rescue their footage when the war started on February 24th. The squad is hoping its last match won't be filmed in Glasgow, but in Cardiff. The winners of Scotland against Ukraine face Wales in the final qualifier there on Sunday. Glasgow was busy the day before kickoff, but not with football fans. Expat Ukraine supporters are expected on Wednesday. Among Scotland fans, some were feeling divided loyalties.
So you actually want Ukraine to win?
I just want Ukraine to win, yes.
Even though you're Scottish?
No, I don't. I'm backing the home country all the way.
One away fan who has arrived is Stepan Luchka, the head of the Ukrainian Sports Supporters Club.
Football means nothing when there's people dying. It kind of puts it into perspective that sport doesn't matter. However, sport, it does unite and bring us a certain strength. The Ukrainian players tomorrow will be fighting for 44 million Ukrainians.
Ukraine may have a record number of neutrals behind them, but here at Hampden Park, they'll be up against the Scotland side with the incentive of reaching their first World Cup in 24 years. Ending their long spell of underachievement since France 1998 will be the only focus come Wednesday.
Nothing but good thoughts for them and good wishes for them, except during the game, because obviously they want to go to Qatar and represent their country, but our players are desperate to take their country to a World Cup final, so that's what we focus on.
Past history stands at one win for Scotland, one for Ukraine. It's unlikely any future contest will have as much significance as this one. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Glasgow.